So the next, well, any comment on the report?
I think it is important now to think about figures and relate our treasurer François to give you a few insights on our financial position.
Sorry, I think if you have to come here and that is maybe something supposed to reflect on the agenda, I would like to have some powerful effect on that and it has to be served. Yeah. And I'm glad, I think at this time, that the policy is now. But I want to say, this is the permission I'm going to ask. But I want to say that I want to bring to the notice of the Executive Council that the contract with the Executive Director expired last year. And because there is a need, we cannot put an Executive Director immediately.
I think
Yes, but you have to say something else.
Yes, I think we take notes as council.
Thank you. Thank you. Proposed chairman, how we are going to take it to the public? We take a competition for that. Thank you.
We are chasing the arguments. We should have too much arguments. You can see the column on as of January of different years, 23, 24, 25. And you see the numbers of total of arguments, really from here in January 1st, 23, we have 164,000 euros of arguments. In 1 year after, we have 115 euros, and this year, in January of this year, we have 92,000 euros of arguments. So we are decreasing, it's not only because people or national members pay the market, or sometimes because they decided to decrease the amount of people to have an installment plan for the late payments. But we are on the difficulty that I must say that the lending season is not finished, and that we still have to fight to have that many areas. So this is it for the part regarding the fees. I propose that any question after I propose that we move to the results. Can show our comments on the 2024 estimates, reminding that we haven't fully closed the account, and of course they are not yet audited. And our comment also on the 2025, so we compare as we should what our estimate of at the end of 2024 and 2025 compared to the budget and the project. As you will recall, was approved in Prague in 2026. Long period of time, and it's not more than to have some variation. I will focus on the final result, which is difficult to see for me. I'm trying to have a look if you can point just a little bit. The balance is a given of the blue bar. So you can see the blue bar at the bottom of this table, and we focus on the two first columns. Column on the left is budget, black, years ago, almost 2 years ago, and the second from the left is our estimate today. So you can see that we have today an estimate for the result, which is 94,212 euros, which is significantly less than what we expected in Prague. There are two main reasons. One is an associate situation of 22,000, which it will not be coming up. And if you have questions, you can ask your Jack, you will answer the detailed questions. 20,000 euros missing. The other important point is the line which is green, sponsoring for Waited West and line which actually sentient house, which will happen very often. So we have a budget of 250,000 euros, which is, as you know, the budget for 1 year. And we, you can see the number that we achieved in 2024 of 212.82 euros, significantly less, as you can obviously see. And the reason is that we experienced at the end of 2024 some significant payment delays. So I requested from our internal auditor of financial review that here. To make a report for the board, which he did. We asked to suggest a house recovery plan, which is not, and we have decided that we would put all the payments received from the house from January 2024 and January and February of this year. So the number that we see to that well is what has been paid by Sanchez House today, and this will be in the reminder instead of to expect that the country will not get on right. And so far, the recovery is very well followed. So this is, I think, the main facts I should report on the expectation of the before. Again, we might have some changes because the recovery is not yet done, but we don't really do not and don't expect many differences. 2025 now, it's more, it's a bit more difficult. Those are the two white columns. Again, recalling that the last one is this estimate, is the last one, and the previous one on the right is the budget in black. We have to if you move again down to the for the balance. I think it's the starting point to explain. So we have in Prague a budget of 114.97 euros, and today we are expecting 10,279 euros. That was more, but sorry. No
way to explain the difference in front of you.
So I have, of course, to explain the difference between the roughly 100,000 euros difference from the budget. It was in our expectation, several reasons. So we go back to the table, the expenses, there is one major point, which is the first line, which is the staff cost, where, as a consequence of what our president has suggested to do, we have budgeted now we're creating 3 years of overlap for the past, or now the past, the director and the director passed about 6,000 euros more, plus the replacement of our communication officer, we had some 2 days ago, and some reshuffling of the secretariat team. That's one of the main reasons. Second point, if you want to move a little bit of expenses last year. Second point is when the line which is called with this project in the way, we have 134,786 compared to 101,500 euros. One major difference is the way trust, which is fairly significant because, contrary to, for instance, last one in this world, UNESCO is something which is free, apart from being free. We have to pay for everything. That was not always the case when national organization of the web and the cost of the given. So we have to support that. We might have some support from NGH, but it is not a commitment, so resources around which are not sure. The other point, which is not significant in this line of the specific project, important because what we show to the work and what we are doing is with our academy, and of course, Marvin is quite aware of that. So we have some. In spite of the very heavy support from CAST, we have still roughly 10,000 euros of additional cost over the years, a little bit more in 2025. So that's explains the difference on this line. The great point of time of our expenses to have events which are recognized worldwide. Last comment on 2025 in the resources, we move a little bit down for SPH. Can you move down the screen? Let's see.
DFGH9,
it shows 229 euros. This is the market as it is. It is more than the budget in Prague. Because in Prague, we are assuming that the commitment for the DFGH ended in the end of October, now it's the end of November. Of course, we expect that the SGH contract will last for 2 additional years, but not yet for the offer. So that's why we have this element of SGH resources accounted in 2025. So those are the main reasons for the difference between the budget and the expected outcome of 2025. As a treasurer, is always the nasty guy talking about bad things and things can happen wrongly. So I have to say that we are heavily dependent on this Sunshine House support. And as you understand, the Sunshine support is depending on their partners. We see some of the partners, other partners, and we'll have to see whether they were happy success, but it is then decided whether it is good for them, and then, of course, SDH can be taking and moving away for 2 additional years. So we know that about in the next 2-3-4 months.
Just to say that if we don't have
the 229,000 euros, and we can see that we will be in bad shape, very bad shape.
So, yes, be aware of that. Do not spend too much when you are not absolutely sure of the resources. That's the part. For coming from the treasurer, be careful.
When we are not totally sure on the resources.
This is it. I think, of course, I hope that. To any questions
for the questions regarding the estimates for 2024 and 2025, knowing that 2024 we expect to close the items of the closing to most events for 2025 is running.
Thank you very much, Roger. The floor is open.
Just a quick question. I can speak loud. This is a very good one. 2024, you are estimating for the cost of meetings at the board at 7,000, and then suddenly for 2035, it is multiplied by 2,000.
Good question, and I refer to the question that part which was addressed. Addressed during the maths at school, we have at the time in Google the fact that we needed to have a budget for board expenses, profitable board expenses, which was the budget which we used. And it was definitely in the budget or included in the estimate, the budget is 5,000 euros for 2024. And 7,000 euros for 2025. This was not the budget, this was not decided at that time. I think it's such a deadline by the ESCO, I think, and it is most of the reason for that. It's a question that we are asking.
That's all the premier. I don't know.